LION Lion Show is on and popping tonight. We are talking to Chi-Town's own D Dukes. Yes, that hot rapper that brought you Don't Go. We will talk to him about his great music and his rise, his fight, his work to make it to the top. Also, his humble beginnings. We're going to talk about it, the struggles, the accomplishments. We're going to get out with D Dukes, all right? So let's get it on. LION, rapper D Dukes, Like It or Not with Michael Lane, is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not. Like it or not.
My world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Let me give a special love shout to the one and only Helena. Now, you may not know who Helena is, but I will explain. Helena is a faithful listener of the show, whether it's here on Blog Talk, whether it's on Smack Tongue Radio. No matter what, how we get down. Helena is from Norway, and she's been sending her love and just shouting out and everything. So she's very excited because she loves the song Don't Go by the one and only D Dukes. So she wanted me to mention her before the show. So, yes, Helena, much love to you from Norway. And much love to each and every one of you all out there from all around this great, big, beautiful world of ours. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of LION. That's Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Right here on Blog Talk Radio and Smack Tongue Radio. And I'll be that host, Michael Lane. All right, now if you have any questions or comments, you want to holler at me, you want to holler at D Dukes, we're going to have him in just a few seconds. I'm going to give you the number to call in from all around the world, okay? The number is the same. It's area code 516-418-5624. Once again, to holler at D Dukes, the man. The man. We're going to holler at him in a few seconds, but give him, you know, give us a call. Show him some love. Show us some love. Area code 516-418-5624. We're also going to play a couple of smash joints from the rapper himself. But before we get to the music, let us get to the man, the person who landed all the way at the top of the top 20 indie music countdown with his smash hit, Don't Go. I am very proud to welcome in, finally. I know you all been holding out, finally. And Helena, what's up? Rapper D Dukes, what up, D?
Yo, what's going on with you?
Man, bro, thank you. Thank you for finally coming to the show. I know we had a little problems, you know, with the equipment and stuff like that, but thank you so much for your patience, brother.
No, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for playing my music, actually. Definitely support the show.
No doubt, man. Now, I don't know if you heard it prior to the show, but we have Helena, who had touched down with me, and she's from Norway, And she just wanted me to let you know that she loves your song, Don't Go. So how do you feel about, you know, all of that success that's coming right now?
Man, it's a lot to process, but it's definitely something that I signed up for, so I'm definitely ready for it. I'm just ready to take it in overdrive. Shout out, Elena. Thank you for loving my song. Thank you for supporting. I really appreciate that.
No doubt. And we will definitely drop some more information on where Helena and all of my listeners can follow you and support you. We'll get to that in just a minute, brother. But congratulations, man. You are really doing it up. You're starting to fire, man. I mean, you are fire. So you're just starting to light up that fire. Now, tell us about your introduction to hip hop. What drew you in, and how did you know that you had that voice for hip hop?
Honestly, like growing up, like I was in like a lot of video games, like into that. So like I would honestly like listen to the music that be on the video games, and I would just be, you know, just saying some stuff. And also like I felt like that was my way of like getting my thoughts out, because I never really was a talking person. So it was like me writing down how I feel is what made me express through my music. So just listening to like a lot of rappers coming up, like Cassidy, Jay-Z, Jada Kiss, Nas, you know, it's just like that, just under that feeling, like I just wanted people to feel my music, like feel what I'm talking about, can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, brother, because that's what I think that's just really moving. That's what grabbed me and a whole lot of people out there, is just your reality to it. Your life, your rap is so lifelike. It's not anything out of the ordinary. It's somewhere where everyone can relate and just be like, man, dog, I'm feeling that. Yeah, I went through that. Are some of those lyrics or all of your lyrics are a part of your life, or is it other parts of other people's lives?
It's my life. It's basically what I see every day. Like every day I just write what I see, and like everything that I go through, I just write about it. So it's just, and I just put it all together. So yeah, it's mainly my life, but also it's about other people also. So,
man, we're talking to the one and only D Dukes, in case y'all want to know, man. Yes, D Dukes in the building on LION,
sure.
Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Man, brother, you know, have you ever been approached? I'll put it this way. How was the feeling that you had the first time that somebody came up to you, gave you dap, and like, dude, you the truth?
I mean, it's definitely a great feeling, because, I mean, it's like, it makes me feel like I'm doing something right. It makes me feel like I'm, like, this is just not nothing I'm wasting my time with. Like, I'm actually getting through to people, and people actually relating to what I'm talking about. So it's definitely a great feeling when, you know, saying people actually come up to me, like, quoting something I done said or just heard a song, I done posted. And, I mean, it's definitely motivation for me and a great feeling, so.
Well, brother, have you ever had that feeling where you might have said, man, this ain't working out. I don't know if it's just not, it's kind of going like molasses, kind of going a little slow. Have you thought about like maybe like backing out a couple times?
Plenty of times. I mean, it's definitely like, yeah, man, it's been plenty of times where I just wake up with it, be like, I feel like I'm getting too old for it. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying, I'm hearing and seeing these younger rappers and seeing, you know what I'm saying, what everybody else talking about, where it's like, that's not my feel, you know. So it's just, all that do come into play. So it definitely does.
Now, what kept you going? What was that thing that when you had that feeling, when those feelings came over you, what was that? Was there something that you, was it some a person in your life or whatever? What keeps you going, fam?
Basically my kids, and just the thought of me years from now thinking like, man, I could have did that, why didn't I do that? You know what I'm saying? I was in the process of that, but didn't finish it. So it's always like that guilt, like, man, I should have did that. So I definitely don't want to go through that, and I definitely don't want, like, people who actually listen to my music and actually fans of me be like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just gave up, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody we was listening to and relating to, he just gave up. So I definitely don't want to be that person.
No doubt, man, no doubt. Now, brother, I have to tell you, now, we're going to talk about where you guys can support this brother, follow this brother. We're going to drop all that information. But I got to tell you, my brother, I recently saw a post from you on your Twitter. We'll give that information very soon. But I saw that post on Twitter, fam, and you had a nice, quick, it was so to the point, man. It was just flame. It was flame and fire. You just kicked a mad freestyle talking about peace, because we all know what's going on in our hometown of Chicago, Illinois.
Right.
Those of you who are listening from around the world, Chicago is in the United States of America. Chicago is a city in Illinois. Brother, that rap that you, it was so powerful. It was impactful. It was to the point. Man,
thank
brother,
you.
What influenced you to just drop that little short nugget?
Just, you know, seeing I watch the news every day, so just seeing everything that's going on. And, I mean, it's definitely nothing that can happen overnight, but I feel like, you know, if people can come together, if people can just come out, just, you know what I'm saying, like, say how they feel, you know, I feel we definitely can make a change.
Definitely, man, and that's just something, man. It's refreshing to hear a voice like yours that is just, you know, just spitting the real, keeping it grimy, but having a great positive message, amidst all this other stuff, man, all this, the violent lyrics and all that stuff. But here you are, coming as the voice of reason, man. That's really something to hear, man. So I just got to give you mad props on that, fam.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
No doubt, my dude. No doubt, man. We're talking to the one and only D Dukes right here on LION, Like It or Not with Michael Lane. In case you guys are not, now again, there's some people who, if you don't have the means to call or anything like that, we do read the emails. If you have any questions for D Dukes, if you have any questions for him, you can email me. Okay, like it or not with Michael 2. That's number 2. Like it or not with Michael 2 at gmail.com. And for the rest of you all, if you want to call in, area code 516-418-5624. Once again, area code is 516-418-5624. D Dukes is in the building. Hey, fam, holla at us about Girl. What was the influence behind that? Because right now, I'm telling you, fam, it is making noise, all around here. Ever since I started spinning it, I started getting votes in, and man, I got to hear this again. Is that the same guy? All that, man. What was behind Girl, fam?
Basically, I came on that track just thinking, like, you know, like the person who meeting the love of their life, but they don't know about it yet, you know. So it's like you taking the time. I just wanted people to listen and imagine that. Like, imagine them, like, you know, walking up to that female that they want or that guy or whatever, vice versa, that they want to do, and just, you know, just go with the flow with it. So basically, that's just, like, when I wrote that, I was just imagining and really, like, showing that as being the focus. So,
man, I tell you, it is fire, man. It is a monster. It is a beast. And man, I would love for you to talk to the world and introduce to some, and have some way more of my listeners who've already heard it. I would love for you to introduce a Girl to the people.
Everybody that's listening, thank you all for tuning in. So check out the single Girl by D-Dukes. Let's get it.
Beautiful woman, just let me get them digits. I promise I'm not gonna hit it and quit it and then forget it. I love your smile, but I know that's not the ticket. My past is crazy, I just thought I would admit it. You single? That's great. I mean, I'm single too. I'm not trying to rush, but you can be my boo. Woman of my dreams, if I wake up, it is true. I'm thinking going deep here, only if you knew. Walk around, hold hands, cash out, spend bands. You never had this empire by land. You cook, you clean, hold me down like no other. You part of my team, loyalty like a brother. Lips is so soft and thick in the right places. Sex is amazing, turn on by your faces. Yes, I am blessed, especially by your graces. Ready for whatever, so let's skip the day now. Yeah, let's get it. I know y'all been waiting on me. I'm back. What y'all say to her? Daddy's home. Conversation, relation, we expanding. Going overseas, excitement is the landing. Love each other, a seed is probably what we planning. Future referent, of course, is what demanding. She more, I swear it's like forever. The past is the past, my past I can do better. She down, feelings are really straight mutual. We live inside our heart, we're closed and like a cubicle. She know that we fell 50-50, whatever I don't have, no stingy is gimme, gimme. Respects me, and no verbal abuse. This lifestyle, I swear I can get used. It's real, as I spit this rhyme. Hopefully waste no time, I'm ready, let's get the grind. It's F-U-E, she down for the team. And promise you that baby, this a dream life.
That's what's up. D-Duke, L-I-O-N, Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Man, Blog Talk Radio, Smack Tongue Radio. Dude, you a problem, man.
Thank you.
Woo. And as the song was spinning, I received an email, and it's an email from a brother named B. Moore. Now, B. Moore did not give his location, but guys, if you want to email or something like that, if you like, you can give your, you don't have to, you can give your location if you wanted to, B-More, just letting you know. I noticed that you're not from Baltimore because you look like you're from UK. The picture looked like he has a UK flag. But B-More writes, thanks for having D-Dukes on the show. This nigga is serious.
Salute. Salute, B-More. Salute you, bro. Salute you.
No doubt. And I'm looking through here. I have another one from Sharon. And Sharon did not give her location either. But Sharon said, I love that song, girl.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So this is what's going on, fam. That's what's going on. I mean, I tell you, it's like, well, let me put it this way. Can you kind of break it down a little bit on everything that you're working on or what you have worked with, if anybody wants to know your other smash hits?
Definitely, I'm definitely working on new music right now. I don't have like a single prepped up, but I am about to drop some new music very soon. But now I just been under the feature act, just doing features and promoting the music that I do have now. Actually, if you look up New Hits Artist Flow magazine, you can definitely see me on that. Shout out my manager, Kita G, for that. She definitely like putting in work, but like people can read about me in that also. I could definitely send you the link and post that. But other than that, it's just I'm just grinding right now. I'm just plotting my next move and just getting ready to rise. That's all.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I will. Yeah, you sent me that link, man. I will definitely share it to each and every one, man. For real. And hey,
thank
we
you.
Have we have a caller on the line, my dude. And we're gonna let them holler at us for a minute. Like it or not, you're on the air.
How you doing? I got a question for D-Duke.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on with you?
I want to know what was that point in his life when he knew he had his rhyme.
Repeat that.
I said, when was that point in his life when he just knew he had his rhyme? Like his lyrics flowing good.
Really just, I feel like probably around my teenage years, so like 16, 17, that's just like I felt like I had that, you know, that strong flow. I just felt like I was coming into my prime with it.
Oh, okay. Hey, keep it going, brother. You got talent.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And thank you, caller. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I mean, so you were at that point as a teenager. When did you know, what year or what age you said, okay, this is where I'm going to take it serious? When you knew that you were at a point where you found your voice and you said, I think I can really make a career out of this. At what age? Was it kind of at a later age or at your young teen or your early teen?
I would say off and on. Like, I would say when I was, like, 17, 18, I was like, yeah, I'm finna, you know, do it. I'm finna go crazy. I'm finna take it serious. And then it was, like, you know, a lot of roadblocks where it was, like, you know, I had that thought of, you know, like, I want to do something else or should I do this? And then now it's, like, I feel like, you know, I'm getting old now, so it's like I'm definitely finna bring back that mentality, and I'm just finna go for it, go for faith, and just go for it. So,
yes. Now, you have an intense voice. Your delivery is intense. It's like you're hungry as hell. Now, has that always been in your repertoire? Has it always been in your delivery, or has that evolved?
I feel it's evolved. I feel I'm way hungrier now. I mean, I was definitely hungry, like, coming up, but I feel like I'm starving now. So it's, like, definitely keep an eye for me, because I'm starving. So I'm definitely ready to eat, you know. So
definitely no doubt, and believe me, with your talents, definitely deserve to eat.
Thanks,
deserve to get
that.
Fat as hell, man, with that talent you got, fam. On the real. Now, can you holler at us, each and every one of us. There's people are from around the world that are listening, like B More, Helena, and others. We want to know how we can follow you. We want to know how we can follow your website or follow your Twitter. Where do we go to support D Dukes?
You can look me up on Twitter. I am D_Dukes. I'm on Instagram, Duke Boy, DukeBoii. You can find me on Reverb Nation, D Dukes. Actually, where I post all my new music to keep updated, you can follow me on SoundCloud. Just type in D Dukes. Google, just type in D Dukes. And then, you know, you would definitely see me in some new music. So.
That's what's up. And I will definitely have, during the week, as the week goes on, I will definitely have links where you can, hey, it's going to be there. All the information is going to be there. And y'all show this brother some support, some love. And, brother, your latest hit record, Girl, that we're spinning, man, it is zooming up the top 20 indie music countdown, man. I wouldn't be surprised this Saturday that I will be announcing that as the new number one joint, man. Can you tell us the feeling of when Don't Go landed at the top?
It was crazy because I didn't even, like, I didn't expect it. You know, I definitely didn't expect it. But, I felt good about it because I did. Like, when I wrote Don't Go, I definitely put, like, all my soul into that song. So it's definitely a good feeling to see that, you know, that hard work paid off for that song.
Man, and I'm definitely, for one, man, as a brother from Chi-Town, man, I'm definitely proud of you and seeing what you've done and
Thank
all
you.
The people that you're reaching all around the world. I mean, it's really it's really amazing to see a brother like you from Chicago representing my hometown and representing it lovely, and it's just the beginning for you, brother. Again, like I said, man, I apologize for the past, but I'm going to definitely have you on again. Is that cool?
Oh, that's perfect. That's fine. I'll definitely be here. Just let me know.
No doubt, fam. And continued success. Keep on going, man. And believe me, man, you're making Chicago mad proud as you take over the world, because D Dukes ain't going nowhere.
Thank you. No, not at all.
That is what's up. Thanks again. The one and only D Dukes, ladies and gentlemen. Man, believe me, guys, show him some love. Show this brother some love. I'm going to say it again. Show him some love. Spread the word about this brother. Don't keep him to yourself. As I said, that's why I do this show. I don't keep no great artist secret. We have to spread the word. Let these guys know, hey, the music and the power is in your hands. You all love D Dukes. Go out there and show up. All right? Show these great artists some love. D Dukes is the man. I told y'all, man. I told y'all. Chi-Town's representing. We got some great talents. Man, the one and only D Dukes. Y'all know I ain't going to just leave y'all and just say goodnight. Okay? Now, don't forget now. I will make an announcement here. Later on this week, or next week, I believe, you will hear the same interview. And we will continue. We will play some D Dukes music for you, as well as other the latest and greatest. But we will play two, just like now, great hits from the one and only D Dukes. You feel me? And don't forget, follow his social sites. Show your love all around the world. Show your love, and we're going to show some love as we get on out of here with the song that you landed at the top with your votes from all around the world. We're talking about the one and only Don't Go. So I'm up. I'm out of here. And what a way to leave that show and that great interview with that brother. This brother's doing it crazily. He's setting the world on fire, especially with the song Girl and Don't Go. Don't Go is going to just say goodbye to us, you know what I'm saying? But we'll be back. Don't forget to join us the rest of the week. Tomorrow on SmackTongue.com, I will re-air that big, great last week countdown, the top 20 indie music countdown. That's on tomorrow night. And until next time, this is your boy Michael Lane hollering, crying, screaming, yelling, shouting, and saying, wise up and rise up. Ow. United we stand. May God bless you.
I'll admit what I did, Lord, forgive me for my sins and the sin.
I wish I could change
that I can't get rid.
What I can't
but I lose
control
every time that I hear.
I don't want you to do it.
Check the charts, your boy doing numbers. I spit so much heat, make you scared of the summer. Some say they real, honestly, I just wonder. I subtract 13 like Harden from the Thunder. Yeah, time's getting hard for your boy. Threw me with the wolves like my name, Brandon Roy. Everybody doubt, some just out. One way in, but no way out. Navigate your system, but no route. God can only judge, so why you shout? So why you shout? God can only judge, so why you shout? Gotta take my time, can't aim with aggression. School's over, kid, hopefully you learn life for granted, cause anything good can just be a blessing.
I'll admit what I did. Lord, forgive me for my sins as a kid.
I wish I could change.
Too much up in my head that I can't get rid.
What I can't
but I lose
control
every time that I hear.
I don't want you to do.
I'm not perfect, but I'm sure well worth it. Treat life like a baby. When you're full, you better burp it. Hold my daughter in my arms. Can't you tell I'm on the rise? Unexpected arrival. All you hear is surprise. My intelligence is so elegant. Integrity, you're irrelevant. You cash out on a new job, not thinking of a high settlement. I'm settled in, green letter man. I'm off the wall, who better than my city? I'ma represent you, sweet dog, like a peppermint. God, can you hear me? Thank you for all you done. If I don't make it in rap, I'm still number one. If you can't take the heat, get the hell out the kitchen, cause I'm dreaming of a deal that's built with extension.
I don't ever want you to leave, cause that won't be too sad for me. I don't want you to go.
Cooling with my people, can't see you through the peephole. She want all of my attention, so she giving out free freak shows. My right hand on my head bent, can't stand me, then go in. Got fired from my new job, up them, I'm on the gram. People change from the money, what's up, Doc? Bugs Bunny, never been to Philly, but from what I heard, it's always sunny. Females, I love them, don't know if it's trusting. My girlfriend is crazy, but honestly, it's nothing. My daughter is my motivation. I need a vacation. Don't rub me the wrong way, or I will say you have to. I'm taking trips with a fat lip. If you're not with me, then get a grip. All my family is gonna eat while my enemies gonna get a sip.
I'll admit, I'm feeling a little cold. I wish I could change what I can't control. I don't want you to go.